Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ricky Henderson. Batting second. The shortstop, Dave Chalk. Batting third. The third baseman, Wayne Gross. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jeff Newman. Batting fifth. The DH, Mitchell Page. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Heath. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Mike Edwards. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Larry Murray. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Derek Bryant. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Morgan. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting eighth. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Steve Busby. And now, play ball. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson takes first base on ball four. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to second. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is called out on strikes. One out. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman strikes out. Two outs. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson scores. Chalk moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Heath and he is out, Chalk applying the tag. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards strikes out. One out. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bryant trying to get to third. Otis throws the ball into Brett, who tags Bryant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-1 in the game. Gross hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0-for-1 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Busby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan fires to first and picks off Patek. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive into left field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Royals nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Page hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Athletics. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-1 in the game. Edwards hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Brett moves to third. Otis moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Murray settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. It's Athletics, 2, Royals, 2. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Porter scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-for-1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chalk picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Chalk. Lockhock scores. Braun moves to third. Patek moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Royals. Rick Langford now pitching. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bryant takes first base on ball 4. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Henderson. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Henderson steals second. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chalk hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0-for-2 in the game. Gross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brett. The throw from Heath and he is safe. Brett steals second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Henderson, who is chasing the ball. Otis reaches third base with a triple. Brett scores. It's 5-2, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens strikes out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lockhock hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Otis tags and scores. Porter tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. White hits a line drive towards the mound. Langford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 2 in the game. Newman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Page hits a pop-up towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to third. Edwards moves to second. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Bryant hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Braun is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bryant. Potek reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Chalk reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Edwards scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Chalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Chalk takes first base on ball 4. Rob Picciolo pinch runs for Dave Chalk. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 3 in the game. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. Picciolo moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 3 in the game. Newman hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 6, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Rob Picciolo now playing shortstop. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Otis reaches second base with a double. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Porter takes first base on ball four. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bryant. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Otis scores. Porter goes all the way around to score. It's 8-2, Royals. Craig Minetto now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Murray. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Cowens scores. It's 9-2, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Newman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Way then pinch hits for Steve Braun. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. It's 10-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gross fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Page hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Busby covering, for the out. One out. Mike Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Heath hits a pop-up towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Edwards hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Picciolo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into left field. Bryant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Picciolo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Pascal now pitching. Derek Bryant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bryant is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bryant hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ricky Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rob Picciolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Picciolo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett juggles the ball. That's an error on Brett. Wayne Gross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gross is 0 for 4 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo moves to second. Jeff Newman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newman is 0 for 4 in the game. Newman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Picciolo scores. Gross moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-3, Royals. Mitchell Page is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Page is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Page hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Royal Stadium in Kansas City.